Voice Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
We're happy to be live again with this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. If you're listening live today, it's February 18th, 2016. And if you're in the archives, this is show number 409. You can clean up at this show. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. Or 888-723-4630.
Hey, Griff, how are you?
She's real fine, my 409.
Well, we're happy. Yes, that was very cute, by the way. We're having a problem with your, I don't know if it's your microphone or your line, so we're going to have to call you back.
Okay.
On the ISDN line and see if that's what it is, John. So, in the meantime, till we welcome Griff back, we are happy to be here today. It's Thursday, February 18th, 2016. And this is the show where we wait for your phone calls at 888-723-4630, also known as 888-RADIO-30. If you'd give us a call, maybe you have a question, maybe you have a comment, maybe you have a tip for other eBay sellers. We'd love to hear from you. And if for some reason you cannot call in, we have that nifty little contact us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, the player you're listening to us on right now. And if you click that contact us button, you can send us by email anything you'd like to ask us or tell us during the show. We'd love to hear from you. Hi,
that's
Griff.
True.
Oh, you sound much better. Oh, yes.
It's good. That's
thank
good
you.
To hear.
Oh, definitely. It was horrible breaking up. You never know, you know, technology and all that.
And all those little electrons.
So a lot has happened since the last time we were on the air, which was just last Thursday. We took Tuesday off for President's Day.
What's happened?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
Like what? Tell me.
Like if you go to page one, you'll see your part.
Oh, well.
God, why do they do this? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We lost a Supreme Court justice.
We did.
Celebrated by Valentine's Day and President's Day. And Taylor Swift finally got back at Kanye West.
Yeah, you probably didn't watch the Grammys, so you don't know about that, right?
Is he crazy? Is he, like, legitimately out of his mind? Didn't I read somewhere where he's taking credit for
her success.
But didn't he ask Mark Zuckerberg for like $53 million loan because he's like in debt or something? I mean, what is wrong with him?
I don't know.
What happened at the Grammys?
Listen, well, first of all,
yeah.
Apparently he had made some remarks during the week about and tweeting that he's the reason for her success, that he's the one who gave her the break, and da-da-da-da.
I don't think so.
No, and she stood up there, and she won, and she said, when she stood up there, she said, this is the second time I have won a Grammy for Album of the Year. I'm the first woman to win that, and some people need to understand that they need to take responsibility for their own careers and not mine. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, but basically that's what she said when she won, and everybody knew who she was talking about.
Of course.
Okay. So he's been tweeting things that he's $53 million in debt, needs money to bring more of his beautiful ideas to the world.
Wait. That's his quote?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Bring more of his beautiful ideas to the world.
Yeah.
That's why we'll be talking later in today's show about 10 ways to run your business like Taylor Swift, which we did already. We did that about a week or two ago, so we don't want to do that again.
Okay. I thought it looked familiar.
Yes, but she is fantastic. She's done this on her own. And
apparently, we don't recommend you run it like Kanye.
Exactly. So listen, this weekend's going to be pretty eventful for eBay sellers too, right, Griff?
Well, yes, because the new standards go into effect.
Less than 48 hours.
That's right. So the on-time shipping metric and the new seller performance standards, which now reduce the reasons for a defect from 6 to 2. So,
and tell them what the two are.
The two are seller cancellations after the buyer has paid, where the buyer has not asked for a cancellation, and cases where the seller either won't or refuses or can't make it right by the buyer. Buyer escalates. eBay finds the buyer's favor. That will be a defect. So now you have a lot more control over your performance standards because there's less subjectivity, and it's more objective. So negative feedback does not result in a defect. Opening up a return case for an item not as described does not result in a defect. Just those two reasons.
Okay.
Low DSRs and some... The DSRs have nothing to do with defects anymore. You don't get a defect for a low DSR. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this new seller standards thing... Yeah. That's going into effect in 48 hours. Basically, it's Saturday.
Right.
What do we need to do between now and Saturday?
Focus on your buyers.
That's it, period.
Yeah, you don't have to really
do anything. We don't have to do anything.
No, you don't have to do anything. I'm top rated and all that stuff, and I don't worry about it. I'm so focused on making my buyers happy. And if you do that, the rest does take care of itself. For the on-time shipping metric, don't drive yourself crazy. Don't go and stand in the post office, and unless you want to. I had somebody who said, well, I heard your advice, and I actually enjoy standing in line at the post office and talking to my postal reps. And I said, well, that's great. I'm glad you do. I'm certainly not dissuading
you from doing
that.
All you're saying is you don't have to do that.
No, don't. You don't. I mean, if you're running what business has the time to every day go stand in some unnecessary line? Just drop your parcels off. They'll be fine.
So there, you heard it right here.
Yeah, I don't stand in line.
So let this weekend come and go without any aggravation because you won't notice anything.
Right. I made some good sales last week.
What did you do?
Well, I sold some more way overpriced cologne and some shoes and some shirts. And
oh, you sold more of that cologne.
Yeah. I still have these are expensive bottles about a production stuff, so people are looking for it.
Well, I'm involved in my very first problem.
Oh, no. Sale. What happened? What happened?
It's okay.
Now?
No, no. You know, you'd be very proud of me, Griff. I've learned a lot from you.
I know I would be.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Yeah.
So I sold this person last week.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't sell the person. I sold to a person.
Whew.
A little. It's a watch that used to be called a nurse's watch. You it's a pin. It's a brooch.
Yeah.
And you pin it onto your blouse, and then it's the little watch is upside down, and you just hold it up to see what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
That. Yeah,
it's
right,
got a little bow on it. It's real cute. It's old, you know, also, like, I don't know, maybe 30 years old or something, or more, even.
Yeah, it's old.
And so I had it up there, and... I had a buy it now or, you know, let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, and so they wanted to make a deal, and so I agreed to it. You know, we negotiated a little bit, and we came to an agreement. And I believe what happened here, Griff, is that I sent the parcel before the payment was made.
Oh, no. No, 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 you didn't.
She thinks she paid. I can't find where she paid.
Oh, you're out of luck, babe.
So now, well, it wasn't that much money. And you'll be proud of me. First of all, the first thing I said to her was, I am terribly sorry. I will refund your money immediately. That's all I said. And then this all went through eBay.
Wait a minute. Why would you offer to refund the money?
The watch wasn't working. She said the watch was not working. So rather than argue...
Oh, you didn't say that part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you shipped
item. I shipped
an item.
Without
payment. She never paid for it.
I think she didn't pay for it, but she thinks she did. But anyway, what happened was, usually, normally, when I get a sale, because everything I've got is up there for buy it now, they have paid already. Okay?
Yeah.
So I get that email that says they've paid immediately after I get, you made a sale. And I go and I send it. This time, I sent the package, and it arrived, and she said the watch is not working.
Right.
And so I answered her back, I am terribly sorry. I will refund your money immediately. And I went to refund her money. She sent me back through my messages, do you want me to return the item? And before I could answer her, I went to PayPal. I could not find where she had paid. Now she claims she paid through a PayPal credit card rather than just a PayPal transfer thing.
Yeah, but it would show up in your account.
It did not show up in my account. So I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to just make sure I look at everything carefully.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I'm handling it okay at this point.
Well, there's not much you can do.
We're talking about $25 here, Griff. It's not going to make me a bag lady.
No, but there's not much you can do. If she didn't pay, you don't have payment to refund.
Exactly.
You certainly don't pay a payment. You don't refund something you don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
So even if she paid it with a PayPal credit card.
I don't know what that means.
Well, there are credit cards, PayPal credit cards that are like MasterCards or Visas.
Right. And it doesn't matter if she paid with a credit card, it should still show as you got a payment. Doesn't matter how she funded her payment.
Okay. I'm going to check it all out.
There's no waiting period for... If she bought the item on eBay and the account that you had the right PayPal email address in the account, and it, so that payments go to that account, you should see a payment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not. So I'm going to check it out again tonight. And if I don't see a payment, I guess I have to ask her for proof of payment.
You just say, hey, we've looked and looked and looked.
Mm-hmm.
We can't find the payment.
Anyway, it's my first one, and I think I've handled it well so far.
So far, not bad.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Campaign.
Not bad.
Well,
we'll
talk.
Pretty good.
This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. Tell us how you're preparing for your new seller standards here at 888-723-4630. Ask Griffin Lee.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Why don't you be our next caller? 888-723-4630. That's our number. You got the number. Call us.
And some people have sent in the contact us questionnaire to us. Okay. This is from Don in El Dorado Springs, Missouri. Known on eBay as theatrical head to toe. And I have an item number for a listing dish.
Oh, she wants a listing dish, eh?
I think it's a he. It's Don.
A he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so
Don Reed is his name, El Dorado Springs, Missouri. 3710.
All right.
9131-0983. That's 3710-913-10983. And this is Don in Missouri.
Hmm. Oh, I know this user ID.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Theatrical head to toe?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been they sell like theatrical makeup and stuff.
Ooh.
But yeah, no, I'm familiar with this, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right. So let's
look. So you want to read the
20 color palette Celeb HD Makeup Pro Mehron Cream Foundation Cosmetology MUA. What's MUA?
I have no idea.
It's that evil laugh. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the makeup, so I'm just going to say that the title looks fine. But what do I know?
Okay.
Curious about these photos.
Okay, my first thought was,
this is just a
momentary thought.
Yeah, go
when
ahead.
I first saw the picture. All right.
Yeah.
Was I don't want anybody's fingers to be in my makeup, and I realized that her fingers aren't in the makeup, but they're holding
it weird.
Open.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I'm not. And I, how do I say this without being delicate? It's so difficult.
It's okay. These people want to know.
All right. So I'm going to say this, and please don't take offense, because it's maybe, I don't know, maybe that person is a family member or wife. I don't know. Sister.
Lovely person, by the way. Good looking woman.
Well, there's a reason. And it's funny because the fourth picture shows, I don't think it may be the same person, but it's a little bit better. This is not a very flattering photo of a person. So you're trying to sell makeup, and I just don't think this is a good photo, at least not a gallery photo. I would focus on the item and not somebody modeling or Vanna Whiting it, as we call it, you know, displaying it. There's a reason why models in advertising get paid big bucks. There's a reason why it's not something everyone gets hired to do or could do. So I'm just going to leave it at that, because I don't want to sound insulting. But
the pictures made me feel as if it wasn't as professional as it should be.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how it appears.
And there's things, the photos look like they were, it's right, Lee's right. I mean, the last photo has, it could be the same person, I can't tell, which is actually not bad. That's a better photo. But again, the idea, you know, Lee doesn't like the fingers close to the makeup, and I'm just buying the makeup, and I don't know, you know. This is a really tricky area to get into. And I know that there are some categories of items and some sellers who claim that by having, in this case, this is not the case. This is not being used this way. But there are some people who use rather well-endowed women with very little on up top to sell their products, saying that men will buy from me if I do this. And my response to them is, well, as long as it's not violating any policy of eBay's, which means they're not displaying too much, then yeah, it's your prerogative. But I gotta say, I mean, are you sure that's selling for you? And does it overall, does it look professional? I don't know. So in this case, that's not the issue, but I just think these photos could be better. For example, and we'll talk about the second photo, I see a disembodied hand holding up the cover of the makeup. It's just odd. It's weird. And you're using, it looks like a flash, or at least very harsh direct lighting.
All you need is the product.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see a closer of those colors and stuff.
Exactly. So I'm not... I'm not excited about your photos. I got to be honest. I think those could definitely stand both layout improvement and also I think technically your lighting is a bit harsh. Look at the second photo and you can see what I'm saying. So the makeup itself is a little out of focus. The photo's a little out of focus, and that hand is just that's bizarre. It's not what you would see in a professional photo, unless we were talking about something that was meant for the hand and it was a hand model and it had been set up as such. This is just a hand opening, holding open the top, which doesn't look good. I don't want to harp on this, but that's I find that's disturbing. I'm just going to say it, disturbing.
And I thought it was non-professional looking. And this is a good seller, by the way.
Yeah, so I got
28,327 feedback, 100% feedback, top rated plus on this one. So they're a good seller, but you know, you can always be better. And we think that the photos need to be changed out. Free shipping, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, condition. The item specifics look good, Griff.
Yeah.
And everything looks pretty good down here. A few too many paragraphs, but I think it's okay if you read what it says. I think it's okay.
It's okay. I don't think it's bad. I'm just going to say it's okay. You know, there's a little marketing here, but that's all right. I mean, it's easy to read. I can go through the bulleted list if I'm.
The things in the first paragraph could have been put in the bulleted list. Okay.
Yeah, it contains powerful antioxidants.
Buildable to suit the amount of coverage needed.
Yeah.
Powerful antioxidants such as vitamin E. Those could have been put in the bullet points.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have had that paragraph.
Why are these things important in a? Why is antioxidant important in a makeup?
I don't know. It's supposed to help your skin. They tell us all kinds of crap about our skin. Griff, yeah. Not this, but I'm not suggesting this buyer is, but...
The seller.
Just the seller, rather. But even you go into an expensive store, department store, and they're telling you, oh, you're going to look like you're 13. And, you know, I don't know. I've been using certain products on my skin for years, and my skin looks great. I try something new once in a while. If I like it, I use it.
Yeah.
But basically, speaking, these things may be important to people who wear this stuff all the time. Don't forget, if this is makeup for theatrical, which it is, it's usually heavier than regular makeup.
Yeah, and I assume that's what it is, so...
So Cindy in San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sins, on the line with us, Griff. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment?
Hi, it's Cindy.
Cindy, sorry.
I have a question.
Here we go again.
That's okay. I know. It's all right. I'm used to it by now. Griff, I have a question about the business policies.
I don't know if I can answer it.
eBay.
Go ahead.
Well,
I'll try.
My question is, on February 14th, 2014, there was a general announcement that eventually they would be rolled out to everybody and be required. Is that still true? Because okay, good.
Yeah, don't.
If
look
you
want
to use them, you can opt in. If you don't need them, have to use them.
So there was the problem with business policies was there's an adoption issue. If you're a brand new seller and you've got a clean slate, they're pretty easy to build up and use. The problem is for existing sellers with their existing inventory, when you start playing with them, it wreaks havoc with your listings. Everyone discovered that, and so there was that project was kind of pulled apart 2 years ago.
Okay, so it's all right for me to go in on a board where it was discussed at length and say that they are not a requirement.
They're not a requirement.
If you want to opt in, you can, but you do not have to.
We would have followed up with that and made it a requirement, and as you can tell, we didn't. So
that's what I was thinking. That's the only. Yeah, in 2014, I thought eBay's, you know, usually carries through when they're going to carry through with something, and it wasn't. So okay, well, that's good news for me. It's good news.
So
I tried it, and I gave up. You know,
what's going on with your group, Cindy?
Oh, well, we had our meeting on Tuesday night, and we did a dish our listing.
How did it go?
How
did it go?
It was really fun. It was really fun.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
The fun thing was that one of my friends, eBay seller, Kathy Ambler, she found a listing, how not to do your listing.
Oh, those are always fun.
Yeah, we can't do that, see. We can't do it.
No,
we can't.
We tried to cover up the seller.
Well, unless the seller contacted us and said, would you dish this listing?
Yeah.
In which case we'd say,
then, yeah.
Really? Are you sure? Because
so many things that were just, and everybody agreed, oh, I wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
Mike, what did you find? What were some of the things that were wrong with it?
Well, she started off saying, I own in huge Comic Sans, different color font. I only ship on Mondays and Fridays. That was her. And you scrolled down literally 5 to 6 paragraphs on how to be a good seller on eBay, how to be a good buyer on eBay, you know, what's this, what's that, shipping costs go up and down, blah, blah, blah. At the very bottom, she says, and now to my listing, LOL. No, and now to my description, LOL. And she had like 5 words.
Yeah,
and
that's...
And it was just like... And she had her scrolling gallery, you know, from Octiva, which didn't work, at the very top, too, right after she said she only ships on Mondays. Anyway, you know, I don't want to berate anybody, but you know what? Her feedback was about equal to mine, and she buys and she sells, and...
Yeah, but was she
there? She sells stuff.
Was she
no,
there?
No. No, we just...
No, that's what I meant.
Right, okay,
they
yeah.
just did one in LA.
You don't know how much she isn't selling because of that stuff, though.
Cindy, thank you for your call.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, 888-723-4630. Call us here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced bulk. At bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.